John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
So Katie and I had a conversation recently about when do you draw the line at your girlfriend or boyfriend's hobbies? And this could be husband and wife as well, because we have a friend who now she cannot sleep through the night because her boyfriend has this consistent routine of getting up about 3 o'clock in the morning to go play video games.
What?
So she,
like before work, like will
before
he play
I,
through
yes,
breakfast?
And then he will go to work. So she will go to bed with her boyfriend. Everything's fine. And she said she used to be a deep sleeper, but she senses when he gets up now. And I guess she wakes up and wonders where he is and found consistently he gets up and he goes and plays video games.
Is it because he has insomnia and in video games is just kind of what he does to pass the time rather than lay there wide awake?
I really have no idea. I just know it spawned a conversation about, well, this is, you know, kind of his hobby. It's his thing. And he's picking, you know, an odd time to do it. But then we also heard about another friend whose husband, they, you know, bought a home and the home had a basement. And one of the agreements was that, you know, he liked model trains. That was his hobby, right? So there was a corner of the basement in which he was able to. And like, you know, a lot of guys, when you're a kid, you have their table and you... You know, at least with my brother when he was a kid, let me say, that he would, you know, nail the tracks on this big wooden table and his big elaborate train set, you know, when he was a kid. Well, some adults still have those train sets. So this husband had put that train set in the basement, and over time, it went from the corner of the basement to the fact that it took up the entire basement.
It's like a village down
the
there.
The whole thing.
And you know that was his goal from the beginning.
Oh, of course.
I'm going to cover every square foot of this basement.
And he does. And now he has. And so she's now, her basement and her house, if you go to, you know, is the, like, you walk into, I guess, a West Virginia mountainside where there's, you know, the big painted hill with the grass, and he's got the little trains and the little people and everything. I mean, I can just imagine him having his little conductor hat as he sits on his stool with his little remote control. But still, and then we thought, well, when do you go too far with a hobby? Because we thought, you know what, the entire basement... Like, when do you have to go to your partner and say, you know what, we need to talk?
I didn't. My aunt actually did this to my grandmother, and both of them are passed away, so they're negotiating this up in heaven now.
Okay.
Right? But
and they probably really still are, because I'm sure those conversations
they might
are
be.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
God's like, come on, seriously, guys?
My grandma got involved in ceramics in her old age. And would paint, you know, where you make the stuff, and then she'd put it in the...
I can't wait to get old to get into something like that.
Cool!
And she would,
can't get away with it in my 30s, but in my 60s, I'm so there.
I could be a ceramic artist.
And she did... She did other things, like she did knitting and stuff like that, but like ceramics or what, that was the big one. So every year, for every holiday, every one of her kids, so my dad and all my aunts and uncles, would get ceramic stuff, and most of them would have to do with the holiday, but then some of them would just be random, probably because all of the like the gingerbread houses were taken.
Right.
So it'd just be like a random ceramic goose, you know. But it would be one, funny. Because who wants one goose? Nobody really wants, or not a goose, a swan. The swan's the white one, the prettier.
Yeah, right,
the two.
Swan.
So it'd be like a white swan, but who wants really a white swan? So then you would get like three of them over the next three holidays, so you would have a complete set, and then you would have the little ducklings.
Aww.
And when my aunt moved from New York, upstate New York, after my uncle retired, she moved to Arizona, and she gave like boxes of ceramics back to my grandmother, who was heartbroken, but she was moving into a smaller house. Like, this is
you
a house.
Give it back.
They had lived
especially
in for years.
Been gifted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she thought she was doing the right thing. Like, where she was like, hey,
she's not going to give him to Goodwill or something.
We're moving from this 4-bedroom house that had our home office in it where we raised our family out to Arizona. We're moving into probably a 1-bedroom, maybe a bedroom and a guest room house. She's like, we just don't have space for it. My grandma was just heartbroken. And like, I remember I was only like 12 years old at the time, but I remember the intervention that took place with my aunts and uncles just having to explain to my grandmother that, like, hey, you're a little out of control with the ceramics.
See, sweet. I mean, I guess you, yeah, that's sweet with that someone does ceramics. But now something that's not sweet is I know, like, back when the whole cow pattern was big, the whole black and white, like,
oh, the dairy cow, the Chick-fil-A cow pattern.
Or roosters also. This also applies to the rooster phase. Is if you go into somebody's kitchen, that's another thing. If Katie was big into our whole kitchen looked like you said, a Chick-fil-A cow, or, you know, the rooster thing going
rooster
on.
Rooster theme. I know people who have the pig theme.
The pig theme. Like, I think that's where, you know, oh, I started collecting pigs when I was 12, and now half the house is pigs. Oink, oink, and then you'd have to say something.
Yeah, I have a friend who, when she was a kid, collected some sort of collectible doll. I don't even know what type like it is, but I'm sure if you're
dolls.
That generation's American Girl.
Yeah, it would be like that, but I don't even know what the name of them are. But if you are into that, you would know what this brand name is. I guess apparently each one's very expensive and elaborate and blah, 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 whatever. But like for a long time, like she would still have them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, you can't.
What's the stuffed animal thing? The stuffed animal
it's like
thing.
The doll, yeah. I mean, I understand the collectible value of them or whatever, but dolls are creepy when you pass the age of what?
Well, I
15?
Think, all these things seem to be like you're taking things from childhood and you're applying them to adulthood because the stuffed animal
Video
that takes
games,
up
trains.
All your bed or the car. I really don't understand why you have stuffed animals in the back window of your car. Yeah. I don't understand that either.
Beanie Babies.
Yes.
You know there are people listening right now who have had to do interventions on their significant others.
Yes.
I remember Jessica doing an intervention on her childhood best friend who was over Winnie the Poohing her kid.
Oh no.
Oh.
Like,
don't push Winnie the Pooh or push these things on your kid.
He had like an Eeyore onesie in his Christopher Robin room and you know what I mean?
What
did you just say?
I was just saying that there's sometimes that happens at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
When like a parent really likes a certain character and is like pushing it on their kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Then you end up overdosing on it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or the people who don't have kids and are way into Disney. Like that's a little bit over the top too. Like we were talking about this I was talking to a girlfriend last night saying that those kids on Burr's Big Adventure, like they know which princess is all theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had a friend in college who she cheered with who was so obsessed with Disney, like they would go to college cheerleading competitions in Orlando and she would get up early in the morning and leave the rest of the cheerleaders and go to the character breakfast. Like by herself.
Shut up.
Yes, by herself as a college student because she was so into Disney. And then she would go back to meet up with her, you know, cheerleaders and they'd do their, you know, ESPN competitions and all that stuff.
I get Disney by yourself because then you can do what ride when you want. The character breakfast?
Character breakfast by herself and she was in her 20s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hanging on to the past.
My best friend, she's since grown out of it, but for a good 8 years there, she had a Darth Maul shrine.
A what?
Darth Maul shrine.
Star Wars. Oh, yeah. There was a blow-up chair, pens, cups.
Now, wait a second. There's nothing wrong with that, okay?
You're like, no.
Chair. I go to Dragon Con with her, but, I mean, it was a shrine.
Yeah.
And she's in her 30s.
And you're like, that's enough. You got to stop decorating with your childhood cartoons. That is not the theme of your home.
That's
Alyssa.
What she did. She's like, yeah,
okay, you know what?
Time to move on.
Wait a second. I'm out of this conversation now. No, but then when Katie and I talked about these things, like, and I appreciate the call. When Katie and I talk about these things, we also talk about, well, you know, would they be doing other things that you'd rather not them be doing if they weren't, like, into this hobby? You know what I mean? Like, how much do you fuss at somebody, you know, who is doing something like the train set or, you know, whatever?
Right. When it's an innocent thing.
Yeah.
It's an innocent. Yeah, like her Star Wars stuff. But it could be just as obnoxious with college football. Like if that's, but that's your acceptable. Over the top thing,
but see, that's cool. See,
that's only acceptable because you're into it.
No. I'm saying that sarcastically.
Oh,
that
okay.
I do think that the college football thing or the NFL or any of the sports thing is the same exact thing as everything we're talking
yes,
about, guys.
I agree with you. And if you are over the top any sports team and that's the theme of the decor of your home,
yeah.
not just your, you know, game room that you watch the game in, but it's like everywhere.
Right.
That's too much.
That's the same
and
thing.
And keep in mind you're talking to the girl who painted her basement orange.
I did, but that was the viewing room.
That was the sports room.
Kendra.
Yes. I give you that.
Speaking of decor in the house.
My entire house.
is what?
Mickey Mouse.
Really? Even the kitchen, the bathroom, the dining room?
I got
room.
Mickey Mouse flatware and a toaster and the snow globe sit above my counters in the kitchen.
So explain the obsession.
Slightly.
Explain it to us, though. Help us understand it.
I've just always loved Disney. I grew up in California, and I moved to San Diego in college, and I was 89 miles from Disneyland, so I got to go every other weekend. And I even have Mickey Mouse tattooed on my wrist.
Are you a married gal?
No, I'm not.
What does a boyfriend say when they first see your house?
They don't really freak out too much because most of it's, like, collector stuff. It's not like I have, like, little stuffed animals all over the house, but... Mm-hmm. Some people walk in and go, oh, no. And I always joke that my house looks like a 5-year-old's bedroom threw up.
Do you have, like, Mickey Mouse wallpaper or anything?
No.
Okay.
Do you have kids?
No.
And
I'm all about the theme, but I think that, yeah, but there is this over
consolidated
overkill,
to one area.
One room. Overkill.
Yeah.
It's,
one room.
It's anything in quantity becomes an obsession and it becomes odd.
If it becomes your decor of your entire home, then maybe it's a
when do you have to do an intervention? So I guess maybe when it spills past a room into another room.
When you're baking with your Mickey Mouse oven mitts, time to say it's when to say when.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.